You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care.
Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. In 2010, there was a plane crash. A plane flying from Poland to Moscow. And it killed the president of Poland, Lech Kaczynski, his first lady, his wife, and 95 others. 95 others going with the president. Putin had been in power for almost 10 years. He'd already gone into genocide Chechnya. He'd already killed a lawyer who brought suit against him for stealing a company. He was showing his Nazi colors already. He already had his eyes on the former Warsaw Pact country. Moscow put out a release saying that it was pilot error, but they would not return the wreckage, and they would not permit international inspectors, much less inspectors from Poland, to examine the wreckage. Well, in a release that just came out now, the Polish government had done further investigations and said that there had been an explosion in the left wing and an explosion in the center of the aircraft, and that it was an assassination. Russia isn't really commenting. You've got to understand that Putin is a guy who will kill you, and he only respects force and the fear that you might kill him. And if he thinks that things are getting bad in Ukraine, you must understand this. It's not how many civilians are killed. He would genocide 40 million people. It's only if he thinks it's so bad that it's splashing back on him and he might be killed that would induce him to step back, because he does not care about morality. He is a sociopath. He's a murderer, a genocidal sadist. He cares only about his own skin. So when people talk about negotiations, you do not negotiate with ISIS. You do not negotiate with a pack of wolves who are running after you in the forest. They only speak wolf. They do not speak your language. You must shoot the wolves, scare the wolves, and have them run away. Going to the break, the lines are lighting up. Bill of Econimwalk, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Good to hear from you again, or good to hear you on the air. With this Fox News, Newsmax, and all the Russian-backed Republicans we have, enough is enough. They're peddling propaganda for a communist country. They backed him. Trump has backed Putin against our own government. Trump is America's Putin. And we have to realize that, and we have to say, this is it. You guys are done. You're finished. You're over. We have to face them head on. I call Dan O'Donnell. He doesn't let me on the air very often. And if he does, he talks over me and hangs up and said he proved a point. Well, that's how they debate. And they're afraid of honesty. They're afraid of truth. They're afraid of diplomacy. They're afraid of somebody who does that. So their way of winning an election is do everything you can, including storming the Capitol, terrorist attacks, whatever it takes, to take control. We got to realize the Ukrainians are fighting for their life. What could be Ukraine? Not that many. And I don't mean where they're actually shooting people. They're taking them over by anything other than the correct way of going about it. And we can't let up on these people in our country, in our backyard. Thanks, Matt, for giving me a voice.
Yeah, Bill, that's very good stuff, as always, said with passion and very true. You have One American Now, OAN, and then you have Fox, of course. These people are like Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. Tokyo Rose, woman with perfect English, they'd beam it out over our Marines when they were invading the islands, going, GI, go home, go home. You must, the Japanese will torture you if they catch you. You must let, you know, go home, go home. And you had Axis Sally. She did the same thing from Berlin. If Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose had been captured, they would have gone right to jail. And if they'd been captured early in the war, they would have been executed. There were spies that were caught in North Carolina, Nazis, and they were executed. Tucker Carlson, if there were a formal declaration of war, would be arrested and possibly executed legally. The problem is they have high ratings. Some people like to watch a car wreck, but some people are just stone deaf and they are absolutely impervious to news, and the word has got to get out. Putin was a senior officer in the KGB, a commie. And there's no difference between a commie and a Nazi. Stalin and Hitler entered into a pact, the commie and the Nazi, to Nazify all of Europe. This is a Nazi ideology that is going into Ukraine. We have got to do a lot more to stop it. Biden is worried about being stabbed in the back by the Trump-Putin axis, but enough is enough. Thanks a lot for calling in. Next in line, we got Diello from Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Diello?
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to have your take on this idea. Being the military genius that I am, I want to propose this. Here's the scenario. What if NATO or any other country at this point goes into Ukraine wherever the Russians are not? I'm talking the West side. Invade per se and be there. I don't think the Russian would bump there at that point. It would be a standoff, I suppose. And that's where the real negotiation would start. At least the weapons would stop. I'm not talking about the east side. He's there already, still bombarding. But the areas where nobody is, I'm talking the Russians are not, if NATO or any powerful country goes in there and say, hey, we are here to protect, to help, and they are not going to fire at Russians at that point, I don't think they will fire at them.
That is a fascinating point. You know, you're absolutely right. And take NATO troops. And you know what you could also do, which would be great, UN countries, and these could be countries from elsewhere in the world, from Asia and Africa, and we use them as peacekeepers, send them in under the command of some American officers and troops and NATO officers and troops, and go into Lviv and go into Kyiv and go into the areas that the Russians are not or where they've abandoned and just set up camp and say, we are not going to permit genocide. I would go farther, Diallo. I would also say we are going to have a humanitarian corridor to get food and water to Mariupol and let people out and enforce that. It can be a narrow corridor. And what does Russia do? If Russia dropped a bomb on NATO or UN troops, we would retaliate, and it would be up to them to have started the war that they're afraid of and all that. I think it's an excellent idea. I thought early on they should have just been admitted to NATO and we'd go in anyway. But the good thing about that is it would secure about 2/3 of the country. Excellent idea. Thank you for calling in. The lines are really lighted up. I'm going to pack everybody in as quick as we can. The next one is Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I always learn a lot on your show. It's pretty cool. Nice call, Bill. First of all, you can't get they can't even get the airplanes into Ukraine, which is a big thing. But on the Air Force, you're in big, big trouble. The second thing I want to address here very quickly is Fox should not be called Fox News. It's Fox Opinion. And my understanding is it's owned by a gentleman from Australia. He really has that very few ties to this country. And as far as I'm concerned, that guy should be just shut down. And they should call it Max. It's not news. It's also opinion. These two outfits are doing a lot of damage to this country. They're doing it. It's just pitiful. It shouldn't even go on. But anyway, your last gentleman, his idea, that sounds really good, but you can't even get planes to the poor people of Ukraine to defend themselves in the sky. So, well, that's my take this morning. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, well, no, but Diello's point, We easily could get planes to these poor people. What you're saying is, though, is true, is that NATO and the U.S. is not willing to, for fear of provoking Trump, Putin. Really, with Biden, it's more not being stabbed in the back by the Trump-Putin axis. And my urging is, get him the planes. Initially, get him the planes, and then Diallo's point is, why don't you put in peacekeeping troops? And they could be NATO and U.S. They also could be U.N. troops, which we do all over the place, from Africa and Asia and South America and everywhere else. Russia's not going to bomb them. If they bomb them, we do retaliate. I think that's an excellent idea. And I think your idea, get them the planes. We can get them the planes. Get them the planes. All right, next up to bat is CJ of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, CJ?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Your cries for planes are to the Biden administration. So as you talk about Trump, we don't have to worry about him until 2024. And this president has become the worst president in a year and a half. And every aspect of our lives is affected. And you and your party try to deflect. But everybody who buys groceries, gas, heating, air conditioning, every part of their lives, now our foreign policy. And it's just a disaster. So 2022, a red wave is coming, and thank God for that, because everything Ron Johnson said is true, and he's being proven right every day. You can look at the border.
I just got to tell you something. When you say a red wave is coming, red is the color of communism and Nazism. So red is coming. Unfortunately, if in the midterms, if the Republicans take over, that's a Putin takeover on foreign policy. And God forbid in 2024, if there's a red wave, it's a Putin wave and the Putin-Trump axis. You just had Yevgeny Popov, and I said this on the air about 10 minutes ago, one of the hosts in Russia saying it's time to help our partner, that's the word he used, Trump, on Russian TV, become president again. Trump would kill NATO. Putin would take over Eastern Europe, and we're talking genocide. Nobody likes inflation, but it's starting to recede. People in Ukraine are not facing inflation, they're facing genocide. The lines are really alive. Do not hang up. We're going to a break. I will get back exclusively to the lines when we return. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's an awful lot more after the break.